Anthony Gordon. They are in again with a good ball. Ramsey changing the pace. Sanchez. 3-0. Liverpool in deep trouble. Arsenal on the rampage. Yeah, that's a lovely touch. It has Giovinco on his way. Sebastian Giovinco. It's 2-2. Oh, it was splendid. Top draw. Sebastian Giovinco.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of the Football Weekly Podcast. I'm your host, Reggie. Tonight we have Joe on the phone. We have Frederick on the phone. Logan can't be with us. Hopefully he'll be with us next week because we'll be recapping one of the biggest games of the early EPL season between our two favorite teams. If you don't know who those guys are, who our favorite teams are, you need to go back and listen to previous episodes. We'll also get into a little bit of a recap of EPL, some major issues in the EPL. VAR again, and we'll head across to the other leagues because there's major upsets in other leagues within the world of football. So stay tuned for that. But guys, as usual, you can get to our podcast from our website, footballweekly.com, football spelled FUTBOL weekly.com. You can subscribe to us on Twitter, football_weekly. You can subscribe to us on Instagram, football_weekly_podcast. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM. We're on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts. We're everywhere. We're everywhere. No need for you guys not to be listening to us. So guys, without any further ado, jam-packed show. Let's get into it. So sit back, relax, and get stuck in with the Football Weekly Podcast. We'll be back after this.
Lovely cushion header. But Gerrard! Oh, you're muted! What a headshot! What a head!
Hey guys, my name is Alex Comsia. I play for North Carolina FC, and you're listening to the Football Weekly Podcast.
So VAR hits Pep again. This guy can't get away from VAR, and it's always lucky Tottenham. But I don't know what to say, guys. I said it ad nauseum all last season. I said it throughout the World Cups. It's gonna ruin the game. It's ridiculous. How far back are we gonna go to disallow a goal?
Yeah, this is so last year in Serie A they had it. Obviously, we've seen it in MLS, and I watched a lot of it, obviously. And a lot of these things where the action was way done, a goal is scored, and they go back and through the buildup and even before it and take away a goal. To me, I don't think this was the spirit of VAR.
Well, that's not what it was brought in for, I hope.
Right?
Yeah, but I don't know. They were saying the goal was disallowed because of the new rule changes, because apparently the new rule, any handball in the box has to be called.
So that being said, Fred, the referee missed the handball?
Yep, basically he didn't see it.
So
the VAR saw it.
So someone's watching, one of the 18th officials watching the VAR now?
Yeah.
And spots a handball?
And yeah, like it's
you play for another 2-3 minutes, score a goal, and then hold on a second. We got to go back, and I think there was a handball, and the referee's told that it's a handball in the buildup and no goal.
See, the two words being used all the time, guys, is clear and obvious, right? Okay. And they use it to say a clear and obvious error. But what about a clear and obvious misuse? What about a clear and what about like using VAR just when it's clearly obvious we need it, you know? Like, is that really needed there? Like, in the action, like, you know, oh, was the goal on or offside? Was that a foul right away? And like, this is going way back. This is like, I don't want to use VAR as a time machine.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Like, how far do we go back into a play to see if something happened before, like, 5 minutes ago, it might have hit his hand. So that's if there's no lull or break in the action, how far are we going back to see if there was a handball used? Like, if Manchester City kept the ball for 6 minutes and no one touched it, and then they scored that goal, are we still going? We're going to go back 6 minutes to see if it's a handball? Okay.
Yeah, apparently we are. Like, it's just this is where the kinks, you know, needed to be worked out, and we thought, you know, oh great, maybe the EPL was ahead of the game where they let everyone else figure it out, but we can't, because it's every little situation is a new situation. Every situation is a unique one, right? Yeah. Or not every, but a lot of them. I have no clear answer. But I just do know that it's really confusing.
The thing is, I think they shouldn't attach VAR to the rules of the game.
Yeah, just incidents. Right? I agree.
So if the rules now says any handball in the box has to be deemed foul, whether it's the attacking player or the defending player, then that's what it is. If the ref sees it, great. If the ref doesn't see it, then it is what it is. No VAR. Mm-hmm. I think they shouldn't attach the VAR to the rules. And
it's ridiculous. You know, yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe they need the two ARs on each side. I don't know. Like,
well, now we're up to the 20th official, Joe.
No, that's my point. No, my point is I was saying it in jest. It's,
okay.
You know, what do you want? Like,
when do you draw the line, right?
Yeah, who's trusting who?
Yeah, is he here to stay,
who
right?
Who wants to take responsibility for what and when? And, we've been saying this for a long time. And, the Football Weekly podcast, we are working on getting a Canadian official to come on the show. He's currently doing some games in CPL, just finalizing that this morning, so that's a good thing for us, and speak to
to some of his stuff.
Yeah, because and this is really I think we can all agree I don't want to be an official these days. Like their job is supposed to be made easier. I think the argument could be made, and I think the guys on the show on the panel speaking tonight, and Logan and guys have been on, will agree this is not making it easier.
No, and it has the official now relying on VAR just to make certain calls. And yeah, I don't think that's right either.
Well, it's turning into NBA basketball. I don't know the rules in basketball anymore.
I don't know what's a foul. I don't know what isn't.
I don't know what a travel is. I don't know what a carry is. I don't know any of the rules in the NBA. And that's the way that this game is going right now. I'm not going to know any of the rules. Like, what's a handball?
I know. And these buzzwords, like clear and obvious. But the other one now is interpretation. How is this interpreted? What's being interpreted? I mean, I can't even – I know you guys are the same, I'm sure. And our listeners could probably – they're probably going, for sure. They're nodding their heads. When I say this, your team scores a goal, the team you support, you're like, okay, did it count though? Is it good? It takes away a ton from this, doesn't it?
You got to wait. Yeah, like as soon as a goal goes in, if I'm at a TFC game, for example, as soon as we score a goal, the first thing I do is I look to the linesman to see if he has his flag up for offside.
Flags up,
And then I look at the referee because he has his finger to his ear, and his body language is going to say, uh-oh, here we go. We're going to go to VAR. And I don't jump, I don't celebrate, I don't do anything until he points to the circle or doesn't.
Well, the EPL has taken it to the point where, we've probably all seen it in their stadiums, and then whoever's televising it will go to the big board, and see VAR decision, no goal, VAR decision, goal. Like it's really become, and again, I understand, like we all called for getting it right. And we've all been on the side of, oh man, our team got, screwed over in this point. Oh man, if this only would have been, turned over, if we had it, I get it. I don't know if it was Reggie who mentioned it last week, or Fred, maybe two teams just get two like chances to challenge.
Yeah.
I don't know, but this is, for someone who is really a proponent of getting this, into the game to improve the game, I quickly turned into, this is pissing me off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Well, I agree with you, Joe. It's slowing down the game first, and two, it's taking away the joy, in terms of celebrating a goal or having to wait to celebrate from the player's standpoint and from the fan's standpoint.
I'm waiting for the but, and there is a but, right, Fred?
Well, there is, but I don't know. I don't know what it is, because as we all said, we were hoping for this to help the game.
Were we, though?
So that the refs can make the right calls, like what happened to Cardiff last year and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and
even
the Champions League with some of those handballs that were called. We're hoping that we'll get something to help out. But now it doesn't look – I don't think it's helping it at all.
Like I said, I think it's like, we have this new technology. I believe I'm dating myself here at my age and say, okay, I know, especially it's sounding like an old man here, but okay, we have this new technology and I'm scared of it. I know it's going to help, but it could also hurt us. Yeah. You know, I feel like, oh, yeah, man, but you know, TV just right, got right invented. Now. You know, I don't know if we can, we can't, oh man, we're all going to die. Look at what they're showing. And I think, you know, and this is what this is. It's like, we know that we have to use this, or sorry, we know that it could identify problems, mistakes. If a goal was like, should have went in and we didn't do it, we've corrected that. Goal line technology, fantastic, great. We could all agree, you know, but you know, a missed play or something that's clear. We're stuck on this clear and obvious error by an official. What about just a clear and obvious error in the game? You know,
you know what I just came to my mind. Can we not, since that we fix this goal line technology issue, I'm sure at this day and age, we can probably put something in the ball where if it hits a hand, it can buzz the ref so that the ref knows, so that we don't have to like rely on VAR. Like,
that's tough though. A hand, right? Fred.
Yeah, because then you're gonna have to put something on the players, all the players' hands or something.
I feel like, you know, I just watched the movie with I'm going off the rails. The movie with Adam Sandler, and you know, he's a dad, and they're away at this retreat, you know, and you know, they're all parents, and all the dads go in a pool and they pee and it becomes blue.
Yeah.
Is this where we're going with this? And I bet you like, and Logan's punishing, it's this movie, you dummy. Well, I don't remember the movie, but anyway, the name, but yeah. I see what you're saying, Fred.
It's called Grown Ups, Joe.
Bingo. We don't need you, Logan. Oh, he's going to love that. So we need you. But there you go. So, I mean, we know this can help us, but we're trying to figure out how we use this.
You can't figure it out now. It has to be, you can't build a car and then say, hey, well, let's see if it crashes. Let's start selling.
It's like, you have Messi, Ronaldo, Maradona, and Pele on your team. You got to play them all, right? But how do you make them fit? And maybe it's not the best analogy, but the point I'm trying to make, and I think we all can agree, is that we know we got to have this tool, this, you know, that we have to make things right, and we can't like put it away now, right? Because we've introduced it to the world of football and soccer, but it is frustrating, like, and as a neutral. But again, would you want to be the team that is getting, well, I mean, like Reggie said, and Pep and Man City are getting kind of screwed over by it. But what if, you know, there's a deciding factor? Think back to the, you know, last year, obviously, we had City and Liverpool down to the wire. Think back to City and United when Aguero scores that goal and the games are going out at the same time. What if there was something decided in that moment, right, that could have been? But what about if it gets decided the other way, right, guys?
There was no VAR, but that type of situation happened to Cardiff, right? And you're supposed to
bring it in to help, right?
But
you know, so it's just,
I think they still, you know, screw that up with VAR anyway. But anyways,
yeah, of course. So I don't know. What is our conclusion? We have no conclusion.
We have to wait and see, I guess. If it gets better, but I don't see it getting better.
And I think we can all agree that if we check back to what we said on this podcast and what people are saying around the world, and you know, cooler talk in the pubs and whatever in the beer leagues, we're still saying the same thing. We think we need it. We know we could use it, but we still don't know what the hell and how to use it.
No, I guess the good thing about this is at least every team will get affected one way or another by VAR during the course of the season.
Yeah. So everybody takes a turn getting screwed by VAR. That's awesome.
Yeah, right. I guess that's the only thing that you can take out of this to say, okay, well, I guess it's fair, right?
Yeah.
And then when a team doesn't, then it's rigged. So we'll see what happens.
That's exactly.
We'll see what happens. But guys, there was a lot of, and speaking of the game we were talking about, that finishes 1-1 with a late, I think it was Gabriel Jesus who scored. The winning goal, well, the quote unquote winning goal until VAR took it away. So that's 2 points dropped by Man City, and I think a point gained by Tottenham. Right. So here we go with it's lucky that it's early doors and it's not towards the end of the season where teams are really fighting down the line. But That game ends 1-1, so there's a draw there. There are a lot of upsets around the world of football. I mean, not in the Burnley Arsenal game, of course, because we're
Sorry, Reg, that was 2-2, right? That game ends 2-2.
Was it 2-2? Sorry, it's 2-2. You're right. I was thinking of the Man United game that was played on Monday that ended 1-1, or yesterday that ended
1-1. So. Which that 1-1 came was also controversy.
Was also
for the wrong reasons.
Well, they looked at the Wolves goal, right?
Yep, they looked at the Wolves goal and they wanted to make sure it wasn't an offside because it was a short corner. The corner taker, they wanted to make sure he came back on side to receive the ball to be able to cross the back in.
So what's the linesman doing?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
What is the linesman doing then?
I have no idea. Yep. And he was right in front of the linesman. It wasn't like it was on the other side of the field, you know? It was right like 5-10 feet away from the linesman, not even that much away. It was on the same side where the linesman won. They took a short corner. He came back on side. They scored a nice goal. I think so far that's the goal of the season. And then they had to pull it back and review for 2 minutes.
Unfortunately, there was a really dark moment in this match. So Paul Pogba obviously misses the PK. Okay, it happens. Yep. Yeah. Right? You want to chirp him for missing a PK and get on him for his record of taking PKs. But here we go again. So no matter what league we're in, and it's awful to say this, that in the premier league in the world, obviously the Premier League, but the league that most people are watching, we have a stupid response. But again, not the majority, but unfortunately loud enough.
Well, one's too many, right, Joel?
I couldn't
have said a more truer statement. There you go. Right? We have racial reactions, racist reactions to, a player missing a penalty. Like
the second game of the season.
Second game of the year. Like this, do we have to? You want to rip on Paul Pogba? I will rip on Paul Pogba for Paul Pogba.
Well, we do. Right?
We do. Okay, but
for his talents and
gameplay.
Of course. Right. When we become about this, and again, I know it sounds like we're on our, soapbox, but we are, and we all should be, right? This is stupid. We've talked about this ad nauseum on this pod, and like here we have this, and I mean, good on Man United for coming out and
it happened the week before in Chelsea with Tammy Abraham, right?
Yeah. There you go. In the Super Cup. It's so stupid. And you had players come to Tammy Abraham's defense, and we love that they're different players. Players from, different clubs. I mean, from rival clubs. And that's what I mean. Like, this is nonsense. Like, we make a there's a play. You want to call out a player like, Gerard Slip years ago. Sorry, Logan. You know how much I love Stevie G, which I do. But, for example, do we go in? It's really stupid. Yeah. It's stupid. There's no place for it. I feel like we're repeating ourselves again, guys. But I mean, we're all sickened by it, are we not? Like, this is stupid.
Well, what's the FA done though, Joe?
To be fair, I don't know what they've done.
Neither do I.
Right? Yeah. Well, I mean, we could say that Manchester United, guys, you've seen, they've come out with a statement.
That's fantastic. But now there has to be.
I agree. Yeah, for sure.
The only thing the FA can do is ban people involved to the games.
Well, let's do it.
Yeah, what's the problem is, guys, is the stance on the stuff on social media, right? Is so awful,
I think it was either Gary Neville or Phil Neville. I think it was Phil Neville. Came out and said, listen, for the 6 months that you're in season, you guys should be turning off social media because you don't want to see what these guys are saying or people are saying about you.
It's true. Yeah, it's very true.
So you should have it off. And then if you want to go back 6 months at the end of the season and look what people said after the second game of the season, then you can go back and look at it. But during the season, you should be banned from using it.
Yeah, it's true, guys.
Which is sad that it has to come to that. But I guess we're all agreeing. It's probably for the best.
It's just, I was just sickened by that, I mean, again, I don't want to sound like I'm,
I would love to see if it was Rashford, I would like to see what the reaction would have been.
If he had missed?
Because obviously, I think Pogba is getting this because he missed it. And they thought, I think Man U fan was expecting Rashford to take the cake. I would like to see if it was Rashford.
Or do you think it's more of Pogba might leave, so they're giving it to him that way for that?
Even more, yeah. I mean,
Maybe it's a little bit of both, but I'm curious to see if it was Rashford that missed it, what would be the reaction, because he's by far the best penalty taker on the team. He's like, he has 100% record, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For both club and country.
It's you know,
so
guys,
it would be interesting to see.
It's just really unfortunate that this is where, like, this is tells you how deeply embedded it is when, you know, that has to be your reaction, you know, like, you know what, Fred, it's a good point. I wish it would just be, Pogba, he's terrible. It should have been Rashford. Rashford's he's an Englishman. He's our guy. Like,
done.
You know, and even that,
that would have been even better. You know what I mean?
And I feel bad saying that. And that, maybe that's not even, but to go based on that, I don't know. I have no words because it's, you know what, guys, to be fair, I follow Serie A, obviously, very closely. And I've always said that that's one of the things I'm very embarrassed about. I love Serie A. I'm defending it all the time. And, you know, I've always said, though, but it's a really, really, you know, awful thing that happens in Serie A. We know that it's happened in English football, too. But I've always thought, you know, it's been stamped out a little bit better. But we've been seeing a lot of incidents lately, right? In the last couple of years, that it's like,
there's no
anywhere.
Even with the start of the season in England, it's been the third occasion this thing is happening.
Yeah, in a really short time.
And it happened to a Reading player too.
Yeah, that's right. In the championship, I believe, right?
Yeah, so that's like three players in basically two different leagues that is happening in like less than 2 weeks of the season starting.
So, you know, I think it's head shaking. It's awful. I don't want to see it. I want to talk about it. Like I said, if we were talking about Paul Pogba, about other stuff, you know, you guys have heard me say he has top five talent in the world, like that type of talent. Mm-hmm. And if we want to hammer him from, you know, some of the antics and maybe whatever, fine, sure, for sure, no problem. I mean, you know, that's fair criticism. But, I mean, come on, you know, for this, it's nonsense. Like Reggie said, second game of the season. And, you know, hey guys, I'm not sure if you've seen, but I've seen Messi miss penalties. I've seen Ronaldo miss penalties. And those are two arguably, you know, they're not arguably, they are generational players. So, mm-hmm. You know, and we're not going at them in terms of, you know, race mm-hmm. when they miss. I mean, anyhow.
Well, you know, guys, we can talk about this forever.
Ever.
But let's move on to football talk.
And
lots of upsets in every league this season, this past week. And let's start in Spain.
What a goal. Did you guys see this goal?
No, I missed it. I know it came in the 90th, I believe. But
Fred, you saw it, right?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
So, that is
first of all,
definitely
I tuned
something.
In for the last 10 minutes, and I'm glad I did. What a cracker. Yeah. What a goal. What a banger. Whatever you want to call it. What a hit, Reggie Arnold.
That's it. You know, what a segment.
What a goal. Arderies, I think it was,
yeah,
Fred?
Yeah, it was.
Yep.
I believe he's 38 years old. Is someone going to, like, check that? I don't know. What a goal. I can check now. He is, right? What a goal.
I need to take a look at that. I haven't seen it, but for those of you that don't know what we're talking about, the beloved Arsenal. Beloved Barcelona lost 1-0 to Athletic. In one of the upsets of the weekend. Well, one of the major upsets of the weekend. In a league that's probably gotten a little better with the addition of Hazard to Real Madrid. I know.
And I'm telling you, I don't know if you guys have seen this kid play.
Who's that?
But João Felix is doing
Madrid?
Some incredible things.
Yeah.
His run on the weekend was something
that.
To watch.
I saw that. He megged the guy and took on like three or four, I think.
Yeah.
Not
that is amazing.
Not bad.
Arteries, sorry guys. Yep, confirmed. 38 years old.
38 years old. What a banger, right?
Yep.
What a goal!
But to be fair, though, like that game was Barcelona's game to lose for sure because the amount of posts they hit.
No, of course, but you know, Fred, I think we can all see this. I mean, you guys have seen your beloved Arsenal go to quote unquote lesser teams, and you know you're gonna control most of the match. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you know those other teams, those lesser teams, if you will, you know, come up with that. I mean, hey, I've seen that happen a lot. My team. last years, but yeah. You know, this was something else. Barcelona, though, like problems early, yeah. Panic button, maybe not. But look, guys, never mind the loss. Lionel Messi injured.
Yeah,
Suarez goes out in this game. I think he's out 4 to 5 weeks. Don't quote me on it.
Yeah.
Dembele injured. Yep. I mean, this is
Neymar's coming transition. Back. So, wait a minute.
Oh my gosh.
We'll talk about what happened with one of the players involved in that Neymar swap, I guess, a little bit later. Wow. But.
you guys, I think so Neymar gets transferred, what, for $225 million when he went to PSG?
He did.
How do you go, okay, not the same context, but, you know, if you're all you guys who listened to us over the years and who know me and Reggie for sure, I know Fred feels somewhat the same, but I know Reggie and I for sure, Ronaldinho. We always say, like, what a player. Yep. Legendary, incredible. Mm-hmm. Probably should have been gone down as one of the top three best if he had, you know, other distractions, let's say not in his life.
Right.
I think Neymar's distraction is his dad.
Oh yeah.
And as an agent and I just
can't have a Neymar's family member dad. As an agent. We've talked about this.
You know, I just think that it's like I feel bad for him in a way. And you say people are throwing stuff saying, how do you feel bad for him? He's a gazillionaire. I understand that. But I mean, these guys at the end of the day, they want to be the money is they're all going to have the money, guys. Mm-hmm. But their legacy, right? I think when you're a player of that stature, like we're talking about Messi and Ronaldo every week, they have all the money they can ever want. But it's about the legacy and the drive of, you know, battling each other. And Messi's, you know, wanting to win with Argentina and Ronaldo wanting to win more and more. Like, so, you know, for Neymar, can we all agree that he has the talent to be one of the best players of our time and generation? Yes. Yeah. But what is happening? The diving antics, the stuff off the field, this holding out, playing here, wanting to hear his dad. It's a shame. I don't know. This is my take
on it. Talent-wise, I believe that. But again, like you said, talent can only take you so far.
It's very true.
The difference between Neymar and a Messi or a Ronaldo or Hazard or whoever you want to, on his day, it might be a big gap, but more times than not, it's not a big gap. And sometimes those players are even better than Neymar. I don't view Neymar as a top three player in the world.
Not anymore.
Top 10 for sure. Top three? No. Yeah. So
he could have been. Check his behavior and just play. You know what I mean?
Adriano could have been the best striker Brazil's ever seen, but look what happens, right?
Yeah. To me, he's becoming like another Balotelli.
You know what I mean? We'll talk about him later on in the show.
Talk about him. Yeah.
You know?
No, you're right. But So should we get to him now? That's a good one, Fred.
Because he's kind of gone back home. Let's say
he is going home. He's signed for Brescia, and for, you know, those of you guys, obviously Brescia's a smaller team, but what a history! And you know, Reggie opened the show with talking about Pep. Well, when Pep Guardiola left his beloved, you know, Barcelona, he didn't go to Bayern Munich. He didn't go to Juventus. He didn't go to AC Milan. He didn't go to Inter. Whatever you want to call it, he went to Brescia. And while at Brescia, pretty decent player, Roberto Baggio, pretty okay guy in the coming out of, you know, into his own, Andrea Pirlo, right? You know, so it's got a history. Some names that
came out of there, right?
You got some names that came out of there, for sure, absolutely. It's got a history. And, you know, now Mario Balotelli is going home. And, you know, he rejected an offer, a pretty lucrative one, I believe. I hope I'm getting it right, with Flamengo in Brazil. And, you know, or he could have went and did the Dani Alves thing. But he is going home. It's his hometown team. It was his dream, you know, to have his his mom and dad to see him in that strip, and Balotelli's there, and he's with a pretty rising star in Italy, in the Italian youth ranks, I should say, Sandro Tonelli, very highly touted player, kind of like a bulldog with some talent, almost like a
Gattuso that can play.
Yeah, but, I wanted to say. You know, so he's very highly touted. Juventus looking at him, even some teams in Spain. So who knows?
But, Joe, is this? Do you think it's a right? He's only 29. He hasn't cracked 30 yet. You think that was just like a right move for? No. Wow. You know,
is it the right move? Well, right, Fred. You know, I think for him, like, and not being obviously, people know him in Italy, has been playing for, Inter and AC Milan, a long time AC Milan fan for him, Balotelli, and he's played obviously in other places in Italy too. But I think it's a point of this coming home, right? And I think the other quote unquote bigger teams were not calling, and I think this is his way of trying to get rejuvenate himself,
I guess.
I had this conversation with somebody today. And I said, there's still, nobody like him lately for Italy. Yeah, you're right. 29 years old, and there's what he brought in his prime: power, strength, great feet, an ability to play. He was special. Like, his talent makeup is special. No one, we can't deny that. Or Reggie said, there's that thing. Oh, that little thing, which is not so little. Mentality, yep. Approach, character, and unfortunately, Super Mario, should have been more super. And is it over with him? You're right. It's not. It's 29. But
who knows? Yeah.
He still has a stop in America to make, I think. So
definitely. Think so maybe too. Maybe this so is too. The move that will get him to the MLS. Who knows?
Yeah. It's
And there's Balotelli on his return. He said, yeah, I have zero fear of failing. In typical Super Mario fashion, Zlatan in him. He has that Zlatan in him, right? And I think that's a fair comparison in terms of ability as a big man who can play. But, I wish him well. Obviously, as an Italian fan, I love Balotelli in the Italy shirt. I love them for AC Milan. I want him to do well. People forget he did very well at Man City. He did well in England.
All you remember is him lighting firecrackers in his bathroom, though, right?
Yeah, that's the problem, and the many problems. Like, he's just wild and nuts.
Right? That's just what everybody remembers.
That's right. Yeah. So,
no one remembers the assist to Aguero to win the league.
I know, right?
And that's the thing. His special tournament in Euro 2012 when he linked up with an equally crazy guy. Maybe more crazy, Antonio Cassano, right? Again, unquestionable talent, right? Fantastic talent.
He likes to live a little local off the field, hey?
A little Ronaldinho-like, right? So, but unquestionable talent. Like, gentlemen, he was signed at Real Madrid. This is not a player who, so, again, for obvious reasons, for me, as a fan of, Italy and Super Mario as a player, I wish him well. I'm very excited to see Brescia play. And I'm telling you, a player to watch, Sandro Tonelli, is one. I think almost like Nico Barella, who's burst onto the scene, signed by Inter, good player who was on the radar of many English teams.
From Torino, right?
He was from Calgary, and he signed on with Inter. Yeah.
Who?
Nico Barella.
He's at Inter now?
Yeah, he's an Inter signing. He's with Antonio Conte, who has proceeded to clean house and trying to change the culture.
Speaking of Inter, what do we think about Alexis Sanchez going there and Perisic moving on loan to Bayern Munich?
Well, what about Bayern doing a bit of business? Perisic, a couple of loans, Coutinho. Right?
Yeah, that's not bad Dortmund's a pretty good team, and they tied this weekend as well. So. Maybe they need those players, but Alexis Sanchez in Inter, what do we think?
Well,
before we get half of Milan, right?
Well, Lukaku is the one who's, I think, forcing that issue. I don't know if it's going to work out, but it'll be interesting to see.
poor Lukaku, who's like taking a beating. He was put on a diet. He posted something on Instagram saying, "Oh, call me fat now." I take that in a heartbeat, by the way. It looks pretty good to me. Yeah, Fred, I mean, listen, when was Alexis Sanchez at his best?
When it was Barcelona and Arsenal.
I'll take you guys back a little bit before
Udinese.
Player of the year in Serie A for Udinese, right? So again, I would agree. Barcelona, Arsenal is like when you know world status for sure, and winning the Copa Americas with Chile and stuff. Chile if we first started to see him there as a really bright light, and we just talked about guys who flickered out. Well, here's a perfect. I don't have to tell you guys about Alexis Sanchez, but you know, I will say this: check the tape, and Reggie for sure. And I'm sure Fred was thinking that even if he wasn't on the show with us then, you know, Reggie saying, "Hey, go," because you know what. It wasn't working out.
Well, he wanted to go. So, and it's, I don't know, man. I'm tired of talking about Alexis Sanchez. The grass isn't always greener.
Hello?
He did nothing on the red side of Manchester. Nothing.
Yeah. Will Conte rekindle these guys? Well, he's all about hard work, as you know.
No, Sanchez. Right? I'll give Sanchez. He's a hard worker. I'll give him that. He runs his socks off. But
I mean, and he knows the landscape really in terms of training and what happens with it. But again, here you have Antonio Conte. Like, can he make these two guys, Man United castoffs, part of his rebirth? I'll tell you this much. I have trouble counting him out, Conte, because. I mean, he's done it everywhere, you know.
Because he wanted Sanchez when he was at Chelsea.
And that's right.
Right, and that deal didn't happen. So who knows?
We know what he did with Juventus. We know what he did with the Italian national team and the team, you know, overachieving. Did it at Chelsea. You know, won them championship. So I'm not counting him out. I mean, actually, yes, I am the red side of, Milano, but. I'm a realist too, and Inter should give a real, real stern test to Juventus in the league, especially with Juventus. You would imagine having to put a lot of their focus on, the Champions League, right? And they should. Mm-hmm. So I'm not counting Antonio Conte out. I would have loved to have had him coach, AC Milan. So we'll see.
So speaking of Juve, if they finish 10th. And win the Champions League. It's a successful season.
Success? Reggie, if they finish 10th, man, I hear all the scenarios.
I'm just saying.
Oh, I know. I agree.
Maybe they finish 3rd. But they win the Champions League. Is that good?
I think so.
Is that what they want, right?
Yeah, I don't think they definitely want the Champions League.
I think they're still going 1-2, but they got to go for Champions League.
Okay, even if they come in second and they win the Champions League.
Here's the problem I have with this, and we've said this before. I think you have to tell the mentality that we're winning everything, no matter what team you are. And at the end of the year, you say, okay, if we won this, great. And let's use Liverpool as the example. And everyone says, they needed to win the league. You know, they ended up being European champions. And then, hey, then they win the Super Cup. So I think success, right? So I think you, good for Man City and Liverpool for both going for both last year. And, they both got a couple of spoils, right? One got the league, one got the European championship. So European Cup. So, to say that, I think they'd be happy. Juventus fans would be happy if they finished, not winning, the Scudetto, the Campionato in Italy. But if they won, they were finally, kings of Europe, they'll take that, especially with, Ronaldo. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I wanted to get into Sarri, but I don't think we have time for that.
He has pneumonia, guys. Let's hope he feels better. Man, I know. Season starts this weekend. 60 cigarettes a day.
That's another thing. But...
So the season finally starts this weekend.
Yeah.
Right. And
we're going to talk about Milan, or we're going to do that?
Well,
what do you want to say?
My sorrow continues. I'll leave it at this. They played a third division team.
Oh, man.
They started Fabio Borini in midfield and boys, they tied 0-0, it was pretty close, and they almost lost. So I'm praying for a miracle. I've watched Mighty Ducks with my kids. I've watched Miracle, Herb Brooks story. Any one of these things I need to keep watching. Rudy should be the next one I should watch because I'm not optimistic. I do like the new coach, but guys, the coach doesn't play the games. You still need quality. I'm not expecting too much. Well, but we'll see.
We'll talk about AC after their first game. They definitely would have played their first game by the time the next show comes in. We'll review what they were able to do over the weekend. Fred and I were actually able to go a whole show without mentioning Arsenal more than five times. So that's a bonus, right, for you guys out there and Logan, I guess. But we have a pretty big fixture coming up this weekend.
We're saving it for next week's show.
Okay, right? I'm not going to say anything about it. I'll just preview what's happening in case people out there aren't familiar and don't know the schedule. Liverpool is playing Arsenal at Anfield Saturday at 12:30. Mm-hmm. So that should be a cracking match. Wow. Both teams top of the table, undefeated. Second game of the season, undefeated.
Wow. Look at us.
Title race ensues, right? But anyways,
No rest, like it's just right out. This is EPL amazing.
Well, it's Liverpool this weekend, and then who is it next weekend, Fred?
Spurs.
Exactly. It doesn't stop. It doesn't stop.
Yep.
Gunners fans have zero friends with those schedule maker.
Well, yeah, Spurs, and then a couple of games in between, then Man U comes along, so it's pretty thick and fast for us.
That is life in the EPL.
We had friends last season at the end of the season. It was an easy run-in, but anyways, we won't discuss that.
Yeah,
But guys, any parting shots, Fred?
No, just looking forward to the weekend, hopefully we can do the do at Downfield and then we'll take it from there.
Took the day off that day. Not going to work that day. Joe?
You know what, guys? I will be, unfortunately, not able to watch the game live.
That's too bad.
But, trust me.
It's okay,
thankfully,
Joe. We'll keep you posted.
That's right. I'm sure you guys keep posted with the banter. And I cannot wait to watch the game because I will watch the game.
Is Logan back? Sure.
He's back, but he's not back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's back. He's in Canada, but he's in another part of Canada.
All right.
So,
yeah, okay. So we wish him well. We will have him on soon for sure.
I hope he's not running away because he still owes me that case of beer over the Liverpool bet. But anyways, we won't discuss that. So, guys, as usual, thanks to FTF for bringing us the Football Weekly podcast. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll catch you next week.